Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Among those in attendance at today's arguments was Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey. She is now in Washington. Attorney General Healey, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you.
Wonder if you could tell us what in particular stood out in the arguments today, because this is something that's been long awaited by a lot of people, including you. You have long been an advocate for gay marriage. Was there a moment, a particular argument, that stands in your mind from what you witnessed today?
From my perspective, what these states want to argue who want to keep gay marriage bans in place and exclude same-sex couples from marriage boils down to their desire to keep bans in place because they say it helps children. And question after question, particularly by Justice Kagan, Justice Sotomayor, Justice Breyer, to me really made clear that that's flatly wrong, that in fact, for children, it is in their best interest to make sure that their parents are able to be married. They hang their hat on this notion that marriage is about procreation and about making sure that parents have a biological tie to their children. And what the justices spent a lot of time probing was that we have people who are in same-sex relationships, who are in different-sex relationships, who get married. Some have children. Some can't have children. Some don't want to have children. Some have children through adoption or through artificial insemination, and some do it through natural conception. And we've got same-sex couples with children across this country. Right now, if they're in Massachusetts and they're married, they have the same rights and benefits their family does. But if you're in another state where your parents can't marry, that has real consequences.
Justice Anthony Kennedy, as you know, is considered a pivotal justice in deciding this case. In fact, his vote could decide the entire issue. Can you tell us about his questioning today, what you observed?
Well, he started off asking questions about sort of the tradition and the millennium and the way marriage has sort of been viewed through time. And others like Scalia and Alito sort of hopped on that. And I think that they were trying to make a point that marriage between same-sex couples is entirely new, and this is a new definition of marriage. And I think what was sort of beside the point is that, you know, marriage has sort of been an evolving institution throughout history. There was a time when people of different races couldn't marry. I'm hopeful that the court will again say that when it comes to excluding same-sex couples from marriage, it's wrong, it's a violation of civil rights, and those bans have got to go.
Okay. Attorney General Maura Healey at the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., as the court hears arguments for and against gay marriage. Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.